Welcome to Shuffling Deadcast, the ShufflingDead.com podcast. This is episode 41. I'm one of your hosts, Noobs. And joining me as always is guest...
I'm in. You
are bad at this.
Co-host Salsi. Welcome aboard, Salsi.
Thanks.
And we brought in a third host, a third star, a third wheel, Weskimo.
Thanks, guys.
The wheel weaves as the wheel wheels. Oh, it's tongue twister.
Weskimo.
I don't know what's going on.
You're the wheel we depend on, like a wheelbarrow wheel, except those only have one wheel.
Like in a tricycle.
Yeah. The wheel that lets you...
It's a big one.
I don't know how to feel about that. anyways, as the three of us know, but probably no one else knows, we've decided to have a format change here on Shuffling Deadcast, where we're going to do it monthly, we're going to have more in-depth discussions, and we're going to have at least three people on all the time.
See, this way we're hoping that... that it'll actually, you know, you guys will only have to listen once a month to keep up, so it won't be such a hassle. As well as it'll actually be a little bit more focused instead of us just talking crazily.
Yeah,
so.
We're not going to just hammer through news stories anymore.
No.
It's going to be a real fireside chat. So, having said all that, we will always be beginning with Salsi's listener feedback.
I've been slacking. I don't know if you have any feedback.
Well,
do we have any feedback?
In terms of the show, none at all. After we made our announcement of our hiatus, no one emailed me to complain.
I got some mail to our host thing.
Oh, yeah?
Someone had, like, a business offer. They were, like, from Taiwan or something.
Oh.
We just had to, like, help them deposit their check.
Hmm. So that might be something to look forward to, look into in the going forward. Turn this get some revenue in the podcast.
Yeah.
That'd be sweet.
Yeah. So, if you're from a mysterious foreign country and would like to help us out financially, you know, get in touch with us.
Feel free.
If you've got millions in inheritance that you need to transfer through a foreign bank, we can help you with that.
Money you're just sick of. Send it our way.
Yeah. So, once again, that's hosts at shufflingdead.com. HOSTS at shufflingdead.com. Any other pleas from you, Salsi?
German exceptionalism still watches our YouTube videos.
Yes, he's a big fan. He apparently has not noticed our hatred yet. So. sorry, is it discriminatory to hate racists?
Well, he does comment on pretty much every... He's your new Kersey project.
He's our new number one fan. That's great. Some neo-Nazi. Well, we are pretty much... We do say stay pasty in a lot of our videos. Maybe that's
the appeal. Well, I've been objecting to that catchphrase since the beginning, if you recall.
I've always worried, what if I...
It could be stay white.
Yeah, that's true. That would be blatantly racist.
That'd be pretty...
Stay pale-faced.
See, stay pasty is subtly offensive.
I mean...
Stay white is...
Anybody can have a pasty complexion, though.
I always worried, what if I have a black person on the show? What am I going to say? I can't say stay pasty.
Sure you can, because it's a catchphrase and it's not supposed to be racist.
No, it's definitely not.
Yeah, well, of course you can say it then. That's just the show's catchphrase.
Well, for everybody...
It's supposed to be referencing basement dwellers.
Right.
not targeting, not recruiting neo-Nazis to like our show because they think that we're sympathizers. I don't know.
Especially when you're not so Jewish.
Thanks, guys.
Who, me or him?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Both?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's Hanukkah right now, Eskimo.
Is it?
Well, I would expect you to know that.
You expect me to know that.
Since people might be curious now, our videos are at youtube.com/marnax.
That's true. MARNAX.
I don't think everybody knows that we do videos, too.
Yes, they're pretty much the best videos on YouTube.
Unbelievably awesome. Production quality is just right up there.
Thanks, Weskimo. I can't tell if
it's
yourself.
There was controversy in our latest video because I didn't edit it. It's a little bit wacky.
I haven't checked out the new video yet.
It was a review of Epic Mickey,
wasn't it?
Yeah.
And upcoming next week is, spoiler, Donkey Kong.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
We could talk about that on the show if you guys want.
Maybe in the Christmas section.
Yeah. So, spoiler there. So this is our Christmas special. Later in the show, we're going to get to a big kind of buyer's guide for this year. We're going to reminisce about the Christmas season of yore, but with a geek slant, of course. So stay tuned.
Games
for that.
Of Christmas Past.
Yeah,
what
that's
we should call that
exactly
Games of Christmas Past.
Perfect. But before we get to that, we're going to hammer through a bit of news and just kind of hot topics.
Let's hit it.
Let's talk some controversy. We're starting out, we have a little Harry Potter chat. So, Weskimo, you did a big question of the week here recently.
I do a question of the week every week. How is this one big?
Well, it's a really controversial topic.
That's true.
Did anybody reply?
One guy did.
I also replied.
I'm sorry, I didn't.
That's okay.
What was the question, Weskimo?
The question of the week that I had was, you know, I'm thinking about seeing the new Harry Potter movie, and I just wanted to know which Harry Potter movie that everybody liked the best.
Okay.
Like, did they, like, and especially from people who have seen the new movie, is it worth going to see in the theaters? Like, is it better than the previous six? Like, what's so good about it? I mean, no spoilers, because I haven't seen it yet.
Right.
But, I mean, I just wanted to know what people liked about the other ones, and which one was their overall favorite.
Okay.
And we had one guy called Peanut Turner
reply
and saying that he definitely preferred The Prisoner of Azkaban. Just, he hadn't read the books or something, I think, and it was just something that he could sit down and enjoy on its own. Like, it was a nice standalone, I guess.
Yeah, it is actually kind of a nice standalone. Salsi and I have been rewatching the films, and we just saw the third one, and it really stands out to me that movie has a director who's different from the director of the other.
Yes.
I think there have been about three directors of the movies.
I think that's because the hair looks quite different.
The hair is the main thing?
Quite jarring.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Harry and Ron, of course.
Oh, yes. Mm. Hermione's is classed up as well, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's still similar.
Mm-hmm. Harry and Ron, they got more, how would you say?
Mobbish,
yeah. A little scraggly, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah. Third one.
No offense, Wes. Just kidding.
It's okay, mine's all curly and stuff. I've got my own style.
I think the third one is a totally legitimate one to pick. I like the fourth one because it's got all the teenage drama in there. It's really funny.
It is funny. I'll give it that. It does get it. At least it's not, like, I found the movie for the fourth one to actually be a little bit better than the book, just because it sort of...
Exploited?
No, it shortened the teenage angst all over the place, because the fourth book, every time you read through it, and every third page is, nobody likes me, why doesn't anybody like me?
But I think that's maybe more the fifth one. The fifth one, I remember, is the most angsty.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, the fifth one...
The fourth one was more like, who's going to go to the dance with who... Harry and Ron did have their little fight, I guess.
And the whole school hates him, and blah, blah, blah.
But he's getting a little hard on for Cho Chang there. That's pretty fun. Yeah. And you got Neville dancing. That's good times.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, in short, The Prisoner of Azkaban is a good pick.
You think, is that your choice?
I don't know. It's definitely not the second one, I'll tell you that much.
No, definitely not. I agree.
Chamber of Secrets. As far as movies go, you know, it might be Half-Blood Prince. I liked that
one. Yeah. That's one I have to see again. I think I just saw it once in the theater.
Yeah.
That was good.
Well, I am about to embark on a 6-episode, like, marathon of all 6 movies in a single day.
Right.
Before I go see the new one. So I'll be better able to answer the question myself after I rewatch them all.
Now, are you going to be drinking during this marathon?
Oh, most definitely.
Are you going to remember you know, it's a 17-hour marathon.
Oh, it's not Brannigan.
No.
I'm going to be able to remember this.
Okay.
And I can pace myself.
The same, you might just fall asleep at some point.
No, it's all good. I know it's a marathon. I know it's all about keeping the pace.
Yeah, exactly. You're not going to take a shot every time something magical happens.
No. I've heard that that's a bad plan.
Yeah. If you're going to do a Harry Potter drinking game, pick something else.
Or don't shoot vodka as your drink.
Yeah, that's a good choice, too.
Yeah.
Anyways, you know, I think the third one's a good candidate, fourth one, sixth one, and the new one, all very high up there for me. It's tough. I don't really know.
Salsi, what do you think?
I like the first one.
Yeah?
First one was a good movie.
It's a good movie. I think it's the one of the weaker ones in terms of directing.
Yeah. Well, it was supposed to, he clearly wanted to just make it very kidsy.
Yeah, exactly.
So...
But it does follow the book very well.
Too. Exactly, yeah.
And, I mean, I think that first one's kind of relying on the strength of the book in that case. But yeah, the first one's good. Any runners-up, Salsi?
The last one.
Yeah. It's very good, Westmo. You really should see it.
I'll get right
there. I mean, I always thought of you as a hard Harry Potter fan.
I know, but I had stuff going on when the movie came out, so I didn't get a chance to go see it, and then I'm just like, well, I might as well watch them all.
Yeah.
And you noticed that I tried to do it twice this month, but both dates got screwed beyond my control.
Shot down.
So I'm going to have to pick a new date and try again.
Aww. Yeah. No one will be your date.
Oh, no, people would have come.
Three times a charm.
People would have come. I just couldn't.
Sure.
Salsi's really not very nice to me. I'm not sure about this.
Salsi. The way you said it.
So, any other further or final thoughts on this?
No, what I'm excited for?
Tell me.
When they're all 40.
When they're all what?
In the 40. Next movie.
Yeah, the final one, the flash forward.
Yeah.
Spoilers. If you read the book, you know what we're talking about. I'm sure they'll look really funny.
Probably.
Okay, so speaking of Harry Potter, just thought we'd throw this in there. There was a story back mid-November on the site about real-world Quidditch. Did you guys have a chance to have a look at this?
I checked out the article. I thought that was awesome.
Yeah.
I don't get it, because if you can't fly, why do you have a broom between your legs?
Because it's Quidditch.
Drop the broom and just play.
Well, then it's football, though.
Yeah, then
how do they get the ball to, like, the seeking ball to...
Well, they actually just... They have a special guy who takes a tennis ball and a sock, hangs it out of his short...
Belt.
Yeah, his belt or his waist, you know, stretchy pants. And then he runs around, and the seekers try to get it off of him, but
Doesn't
he's
that
like...
seem kind of deficient? Because the seeking ball's hard to see.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he only comes out at a certain point in the game.
Yeah, he waits a while.
Yeah.
To jump in. And then he defends the ball. Like, you gotta work to get it. And there are videos where he's, like, just... You know, he's, like, putting arms out, legs out. He's running around. He's shoving people. Like, he doesn't want to give it up.
Yeah,
it's a rough sport.
Did people go to the hospital?
Yeah, they did.
Just like real Quidditch. Or just like magical Quidditch.
at the Quidditch World Cup in reality... People actually left in ambulances, so... Yeah. And, of course, with the brooms, wear a cup.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be fun times. Anyways, does this sound amazing or what?
Yeah, I wonder if there was any players that tried to do some of the special moves you see in the movies, like, you know, the throw the ball in the air and then spin on your broom and the back end of the broom hits the ball.
Yeah.
Like, that'd be cool.
Or maybe, can you pull the broom out and beat someone with it?
Probably not.
No.
I'm thinking, you know, direct violence is probably against the rules.
Direct violence.
But do they also have...
I think they have bludgers.
Do they have bludgers and beaters?
Well, I don't think they have beaters. Well, maybe they have beater people, but they don't have, like, things for whacking.
Yeah, they probably just have...
I think they just huck them like dodgeballs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And until they can fly, I think it's stupid.
Well,
maybe someone will recreate actual Quidditch once we develop hover brooms.
Okay. I'll wait.
Just for you, Salsi.
Something else about this sport that I've forgotten right now. Oh, the snitch. Way fewer points in real Quidditch.
Yeah, I read that in the article here, yeah.
It's like 30 points, I think, and a regular basket is 10 points.
Yeah. Well, so, that makes a lot of sense because, I mean, you look at, you know, the Harry Potter Quidditch.
Yeah.
And, you know, you could play for hours.
Right.
And, you know, it'd be like 140 to nothing. And then the seeker on the other team gets the snitch. And it's just like, really?
Otherwise, Harry Potter couldn't win.
I guess.
Yeah, it pretty much made him the king of Quidditch.
Like, he'd have to play on a good team. Like, the rest of the players don't even seem to matter.
Well, remember in the later books, Ron plays and he sucks balls.
Yeah, yeah.
They need Harry. Yes, Salsi?
Isn't Ron?
So I wanted to mention something about the movies, actually. Let's go back to that for a second. All
right.
Okay, first of all the actors are 18 now. 18 and up.
Take it easy. Down, boy.
Who's the hottest?
Out of who?
Go around the circle.
Out of who?
Everybody. Anybody.
Yeah, we'll say everybody.
Emma Watson is goddamn hot.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now that she's 18, I can actually say that.
I think she's like 20 now.
I know.
What about, let's open it up to guys, Weskimo.
Maybe
like the chillest dude, do you think?
I don't know. I'd probably have to put them next
who
to
who would you want to emulate?
Who would I want to emulate?
Who's your man crush?
Yeah.
Man crush. Who's your man crush there, Noobs?
Well, I mean, in terms of character behavior, it's
Dumbledore?
Snape.
Oh, yeah.
But in terms of the kids and just who would I want to be at school as a student, is Neville.
Neville?
Yeah, of course.
You want to be a herbologist?
No, but I just like his style. His style.
A lack of style?
I'm talking about, like, the way...
He almost cared.
The way he parties. What?
The way he parties?
Yes, Salsi? Are you going to tell us who you think is the hottest?
Ronald.
Is it there?
His face was a little messed up when he had the car, and his cheeks were a little big, and it was a bit disturbing.
He was a child in that.
He was 14
normal,
years old.
And then, bam, his face is deformed, and then it's back to normal.
He was like 14. Probably still had some baby fat.
You know, the adults, Rupert Grint, that guy is like, he's got some muscles.
Yeah,
he's got some muscles.
Harry Potter in that movie when he's on the swings, I think it's Half-Blood Prince, maybe? The one before the new one.
Yeah.
He was getting beat up. He was like busting out of his shirt. He was ripped. Did you notice that?
Do you think maybe they just gave him an unnecessarily tight shirt?
No, no. I think he's working out for his theater production.
Exposures.
What's that show he's in?
Horse Lover. Happy.
Yeah, the horse movie. Equine.
Yeah.
Equus.
Something like that.
It's Equus. Naked. Anyway. What about your lady crush, if we're going to do that, Salsi, since we made Weskimo?
That's a tougher one. I also thought Hermione was a little weird.
Although,
looking.
You know, Cho Chang is so hot.
So hot.
And the Irish accent there.
Shit's Scottish, isn't it?
Scottish?
Pretty sure.
Whatever. Either way, a weird accent on the hot Asian.
Yeah.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah. I can't put Hermione down. So, I mean, she's my answer, but Cho Chang is really hot.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, if Hermione were real, I'd have a crush on her just for her personality.
You
would? Yeah. I like...
She wouldn't let you look at other girls, though.
You think so?
No.
She's controlling?
She's pretty jealous and controlling.
What? Give me some examples.
She, like, beats on Ron all the time.
He likes it. It's what I'm after, Weskimo.
Right on there. All right, can we move on now?
Yeah, we're done with Harry Potter.
That was a pretty long talk about Harry Potter.
Well, it's the new show for me. We're 17 minutes in. Okay, we should very quickly here, I want to get to talking about all the controversy with WikiLeaks. Have you guys been following this story?
I heard about it a little bit.
Yeah.
Yes,
Julian Assange... Australian, not French, by the way.
Yeah.
He's been
accused. This picture you found here. Like, he's just set there looking boldly into the future.
Yeah. He's kind
Actually,
of my hero.
Say when you look to the left in a photo, you're looking into the past.
He's looking
so
to his
reflective
right.
Look.
He's looking to his right, though.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. To the viewers behind.
Yes, I agree with Salsi on this. It looks, to me, looking forward is this way. Looking back is over here. I was just illustrating for the folks.
Okay, well, he's looking boldly at his past and being like, fuck you. This is what I did.
So, as Salsi mentioned, he has been accused of some kind of rape things going on, but that's bullshit.
Which is kind of convenient, and Interpol wants him now.
Yeah, and...
Which is like, what, 150 countries or something?
I don't know actually anything about it, to be honest. No. Well, ignorant in that sense. Of course, what has he done? He did that huge... Afghanistan and Iraq War log dumps.
Yes.
Which sounds pretty nasty. And that revealed, like, true death counts in those wars. Turned out a lot more civilians had died than had previously been known. Revealed certain things involving kind of atrocities of war that the Americans had committed. So that was pretty controversial. But the big thing is actually the latest one, which is this slow release, and I should point out, they haven't even released very many of these yet, and it's already caused weeks' worth of news stories to come out of this, is this massive leak of internal military documents or cables, I should say. Cablegate is what it's called. It's all of the different American embassies all over the world talking to each other, and even very high-ranking officials talking about foreign leaders, making insults about them.
Wasn't there somewhere,
there was somewhere they were formally ordered to, you know, spy and report on all the foreign powers, and that was leading to some trust issues between countries.
Yeah. What were you going to say, Solsi?
Wasn't there somewhere it was like, if you do this, you'll get FaceTime with so-and-so? And
Yeah, a lot of backroom dealings like that, where it's kind of like, we'll look the other way about human rights issues, but we need your help over here. It's a lot of controversy.
Yep.
And I think it's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
It fucks the U.S. royally.
Oh, it screws the government up pretty good.
Some people say it's kind of a security issue, which would make it a security issue for Canada, too.
Yes, there has been that.
All right, it could be. And to a degree, that's true. But, you know, for the most part, I mean, they could deal, like, they could stand to deal above the table for a change.
Yes.
Like, at least let the public who votes them into office know what the hell is going on.
Yeah, I think it's awesome.
Then they might not want to do any wars anymore.
Yeah, geez, surprise. If people actually knew what the hell what kind of foreign policies they were endorsing, maybe they wouldn't endorse them anymore.
Exactly. That's what I think is so awesome. So there's been rumors that he... next release...
Interrupting the show.
You just interrupted this show. He was talking here, and then he was going to keep talking, and then you had to interrupt the show.
This is good discourse. This is not interrupting. You're both doing well.
Thanks.
So, don't want to happen again.
You watch yourself, Saucy. Watch your back.
So the next release might end up targeting a big American bank, which would be awesome.
Which bank?
They're saying Bank of America, maybe.
Oh.
So that would be awesome to see internal workings of large American banks and all the ways that they basically steal money from the government and fuck...
What about consumers?
Fuck consumers. I'm excited about this. And you
I like it when governments and organizations actually have their dealings spread out on the table for a change.
Yeah. And you know what else is fun about this is everybody's going after WikiLeaks. There's these denial-of-service attacks. There's the bullshit claims against Assange. And it's just, like, so evasive and crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I was surprised. Like, we heard about WikiLeaks, and then, like, finally after, like, a week, we hear about the rape charges. Like, why didn't they have that before?
Convenient, right?
Yeah. Well, they just want to, you know, take them out, discredit them.
You think the government would be, like, one step ahead?
Well, they're clearly not, because he keeps screwing them. He keeps getting them in the end.
I can pretty much see him, like, at his computer chair, just holding the edge of his desk, vibrating, thinking about releasing some of these, because he'd be like, I'll get those bastards.
He is that kind of guy, isn't
he?
He
does, like, look at the picture there, too. That's exactly what he's doing. He's just like, yes, this is what I am releasing to you.
So, I wrote an article. There were a lot of comparisons of Assange to a Bond villain, which I think is awesome, because...
Bond villains were awesome.
He looks like one. He looks like, I said, an anorexic albino, which is pretty much true.
Speaking of Harry Potter.
Yes.
Kind of looks like that blonde Harry Potter guy.
Malfoy. You think so?
Not really. He's got white hair. That's about it.
Is it white or blonde?
It's pretty much white in other shots. Okay. Anyways... that's probably about it for WikiLeaks.
Yeah.
Keep up the good work, Julian.
Jesus, like, he's gonna die.
Is somebody gonna martyr him?
Yes, he's gonna be a martyr.
So this is
government will triumph.
This is a pretty small story, but it's causing a lot of amusement and controversy, which is the latest from the kids these days. Everybody on Facebook changing their profile pictures to images of cartoons.
This was fantastic to me. To raise awareness about child abuse. Or to what was it? What's the exact wording you have here?
Well, here's one copy-paste I read on a status update. Go ahead.
Change your Facebook profile picture to a cartoon from your childhood and invite your friends to do the same. Until Monday, December 6th, there should be no human faces on Facebook, just an invasion of memories. This is for violence against children.
Mind me drinking.
Really?
And some of them I've seen are like, we're going to solve it, and all this kind of shit.
Yeah.
It's even more...
See, the funny thing is, more of the friends that I've seen posting things about this are just enraged that this is even on there.
Yeah, like, but you've got weird friends.
We do have angry friends.
This is true. They do get angry about things very easily. But, you know, all of them are just like, you know, changing your Facebook status or changing your Facebook picture does not support something.
Right.
Like,
you know what this reminds me of?
Go ahead.
Quit Facebook Day. Remember when that was all the rage?
Yeah.
They're like, just leave it for those 3 weeks or whatever until it... Don't log on until it's totally gone.
And 3 weeks is supposed to kill it?
Well, because, you know, you can't delete it right away. They have that.
Oh, yeah. Period. That's right. So this is idiotic.
Oh, most definitely.
Because it does nothing.
Jumping on all these Facebook status changes. I actually saw one Facebook status, you know, change your status in support of this for truck drivers. Not a word of a lie. The thing was to show your support for truck drivers who drive around and work long hours and work away from their family.
Oh, it's
just
so
to provide
hard
for
to
their
have
family.
A job.
Yeah. Just like, show your support for these truck drivers. Are you kidding?
I think that all
Facebook is getting out of control for this. It's,
everybody, I blame breast cancer for starting it.
All the little activists think that they're doing something and supporting something by changing their Facebook profile picture. Like, honestly, you know, donate some money to breast cancer research. Don't just raise awareness by changing your Facebook status.
Yeah.
Like, do something useful.
Friend of Shuffling Dead Apocalyptic Girl pointed out, you know what, you know what would do something is donate some money to one of the charities that works with children, abused children.
Like donate the, like even to the youth emergency shelters or something like that, like any of them.
Exactly, and it's just, I mean, the term is slacktivism, of course.
Yeah.
It's do nothing and feel good about yourself.
Shameless.
So have you guys ever gotten involved in any of these Facebook status things?
I think as a woman, I get harassed more to do it.
Yeah.
Because every, like, 3 months, you get, post what color your bra is.
Yeah, breast cancer.
Post what your panties are today.
What's that one
for? One was, like, post your liquor based on your relationship status.
What?
What?
It was post a certain type of liquor.
Based
on your relationship. So, like, if you wanted to break up, you'd be like, I like vodka or something. Which is stupid, because your boyfriend could figure it out.
Yes.
You got the message.
Man, that's really insane. I didn't
really
notice anyone.
There. No, that's really out there, and I'm not sure how I feel about
it. You're single, you're in a relationship, you wish you weren't in a relationship, you're looking for something on the side.
If you're single and looking for a one-night stand, you put lemon gin.
So, yeah. So, I mean, what's the point of that is to tell other girls, like, this is where I'm at? Because it's not...
No, they're for awareness.
Is it advertising so that guys know when when you guys are good to go?
Guys aren't supposed to know. They're just supposed to be confused. Like,
oh, so there's a girl Facebook code.
Yeah.
Because to me,
I don't participate, but I get it.
To me, if you want to suggest you're looking for something on the side, you would want other guys to know.
But
it's like secret code.
Your boyfriend.
Yeah, your boyfriend might crack the code, and then you're in trouble.
Yeah.
What was the panties thing for?
I don't remember. Breast cancer.
I mean, I remember the bra thing with breast cancer.
Yeah,
I decoded that one.
Yeah, but I've never been a part of one of these change your Facebook status to support this, like, even just for 1 hour or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Like,
pretty much I only update my status to promote Shuffling Dead.
See, I don't feel the need to even do that minimal amount of work for zero result.
Yeah.
Like, even just a copy-paste is too much work for something that I see as completely useless.
Agreed, Westmo. It's incredibly stupid. And 14 people have liked this news post on our site.
Yeah.
So there you go. That is the right use for Facebook.
Yeah. Liking,
promoting
liking
Shuffling
Dead.
Okay, well, let's see what else we got going on today. Oh, yeah. Now... Here's kind of the last news story before we get to our feature topic. This is, who do you want to see be Shameful Human of the Year? So, you know, every week we do the Shameful Human of the Week. I pick a different person. Sometimes it's justified. Sometimes I sound like a crazy person. But over the years so far, we've had 40 because, you know, I missed a few weeks. End of the year, I'm going to put together a poll of kind of maybe the 4 or 5 top most deserving people. And we're going to run it on the site. We're going to see who is the Shameful Human of the Year.
I'm still nominating Steve Jobs to be a member of the top 5.
Oh, yeah. I think he's in there for sure.
Guy is a douche.
What about Bobby Kotick?
I think...
Oh, Bobby.
What about Nintendo?
Yeah. Nintendo was on the list, Westcombe.
I saw that, yeah. I really don't think that they're worthy of Shameful Human of the Year, though.
I think... I think leading contenders are, as we said, Steve Jobs, Bobby Kotick, I think has my vote.
Yeah.
I think Uwe Boll.
Michael Bay might not be a bad idea,
yeah.
too.
Michael
I just...
Bay, so 2009.
Oh.
2000 and late.
Yeah.
What?
There's a Fergie quote there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was terrible news.
Okay,
but
keep,
anyway,
keep
but Michael Bay, god yeah. damn it, I just watched Revenge of the Fallen.
Why?
It was, my roommate had it on her hard drive, and I hadn't seen it, and I felt if I hate it, I should see it first. And I hated it from start to finish.
It's, I mean, the first one is kind of dumb but watchable. The second one is offensive.
Not even
it's
a
like Megan Fox running.
Not a redeeming quality among the entire movie. Like, I felt cheated that I watched it.
Yeah, it's an atrocity.
Oh. Oh.
So anybody else in here? I kind of like Prince, he was a good one.
Mel Gibson's kind of a shithead, but I feel like he's getting dumped on enough that we shouldn't have to.
Yeah, yeah. M. Night Shyamalan. Gene Simmons.
The entire dick community.
Now, here's one that we never got to talk about with you, or did we, Eskimo, was Kazunori Yamauchi.
No. What was his...
He's the creator of Gran Turismo.
Oh, no, I did see that article, and I think we did talk
about
that.
Oh, we did, okay.
Yeah.
Have you owned up yet to the fact that you made him what he is?
I've never bought a Gran Turismo game.
Oh, okay, no. Hey, I recently bought the first one for PS1. Would you like to borrow
it? Why is he so bad?
Sure. I don't know.
I haven't
tried
it yet. They're shitty, Eskimo. They suck balls.
Yeah.
Let me put it to you this way. When you're driving in real life, and, you know, it's pretty intense because, like, you're fearing for your life.
In real life.
And,
when you're
and
driving.
And you're white-knuckling.
When you're driving.
And your foot is like, oh my god, I'm gonna die. Well, when you're driving like that, really, you're just going down the road. It's like a straight line, right?
Yeah, see, the thing is that I know what you're doing wrong. I just discovered what you're doing wrong when you drive.
Yeah.
Is you were just miming, as for, you know, he was miming for us here in our little studio.
yeah.
He was miming driving. He's miming the white knuckling and the moving the foot pedal.
Yeah.
You're moving your left foot. You can't drive with your left foot. You got to use your right
foot. No, I did right foot.
Oh, it looked like your left
foot. No.
No?
Okay. I just had my legs crossed, maybe.
Oh, maybe.
But
either way, you're a bad driver.
Left foot, yeah, that would not work. Anyways, that's not the point. The point is that, aside from the terror, it's really boring.
What are you scared of? Like,
you drive down the
fiery
street.
Car fiery car crashes.
Fiery car crashes, exactly, Wes.
Yeah.
Anyways.
As a result of
red
shells.
Have you seen any?
I don't drive, or I would see a lot more.
You're a passenger often.
Yeah,
I've seen like 6 accidents in the last 2 days, actually.
Anyways, my point is, a lot of time you're just driving down a straight road, and it's like, and you're just going, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's really boring.
I don't even think half the time.
Exactly. That's what Gran Turismo is.
Yeah.
You go in an oval, you go like 20 times around the oval, and then you're
awesome.
Done.
Well, then you do the course in reverse.
Yeah, that's
that makes it different. That makes it different. You make all right turns instead of left.
Yes, Salsi.
I forgot.
and then if you ever do manage to like clip the wall or another car, you're like a lap behind. I mean, you just
you don't fuck
you
up.
Lose.
Just
you
like
fuck
in real
up
life.
Once,
don't fuck up.
You fuck up once, you lose the race.
Well, don't fuck up.
It's time to put some freaking Mario Kart physics in Gran Turismo, and then we're having
some
a game.
Slow car catch up.
Yeah, well, no, not that. I hate that. I'm talking about just bouncing off walls, you spin out, and you're back, you lose like 3 seconds.
But then why would they make new games? It's just Mario Kart.
Well, it's got, the new game has 1,000 cars in it.
People like simulating real life in their games.
Or, as I once famously ranted to you, Eskimo, I play games to escape reality. Dude, what game was that for?
Oh, I don't remember.
I think it was Burnout.
Probably, yeah.
Speaking of truck driving games, I have 2 truck driving games on my computer.
Really?
Simulate long hauling.
And what are they called?
Edmonton.
Huh?
It's like long haul, whatever, rig, big rig.
Is it like a virtual driving down actual roads?
Yeah.
So it has like a virtual traffic simulator of Highway 16?
Yeah.
Fantastic. That sounds riveting, because that drive is really boring.
Yeah.
You play these for fun?
Yeah.
Or ironic.
It was funner once I had my steering wheel, but...
Could you drive to Wainwright in that game?
No.
Good.
It's like...
That drive... I'm on a tangent here. There is literally one hill between here and Wainwright. It is the most boring drive you will ever have.
Unless you play Gran Turismo.
Yeah.
So, anyways, we're way off topic.
Yeah. All right. So, shameful human. Any other useful candidates here?
Visit the site. Make your nominations. A lot of people in the comments... Oh, you said Roisey in D.C.
I think we should include him. Was he even included in... Did you do Shameful Human at the year last year?
The first time we did it.
See, and he's 3 days off being in 2010.
I think we could throw him in.
And
he's gotten a lot of comments.
Exactly. Yeah. And he is a total douche.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the worst. Does he have
something like a book or a game?
A website, too.
He just has a huge blog. He might have a book. Yeah. I'm sure he doesn't have a game.
Didn't a lot of the comments that got posted on your article here, like, show some support for Roisey, too?
The thing is that... I linked to one of his articles, and it automatically sent the link to show up on his blog. So people who read that, they click the link back to Shuffling Dead, see me insult him. So it's a lot of his fans. But also some of his haters, because he does have them as well.
So
I think Roisey's in there as well. So stay tuned, folks, and make your nominations. Go to ShufflingDead.com. Okay, now that that's all out of the way, we're going to all sit back, which we all physically did just do, and have our Christmas 2010 special. So we're going to be talking about what's good, what's hot this year, what you guys might want for Christmas, what you think the geeks in the world might want. But first I thought, why don't we reminisce a little, talk about your favorite geek gifts, kind of... awesome, like maybe games that you got for Christmas that remind you of Christmas. Great nerdy childhood memories of Christmas.
What do you got for us, Noobs?
Well, I really... I live in a city, but we used to go to another city for Christmas every year.
Yeah.
So I didn't bring my game consoles when we'd go. You know, visit the grandparents or whatever. And I remember...
Was it because your parents wouldn't let you?
No, it just didn't even occur to me that we could do it.
Oh, right.
So I would bring my Game Boy, but anyways, didn't bring my N64. But Ocarina of Time came out. And I remember waiting for days to get home to play it and just memorizing the manual, staring at that map, just like immersing myself in the Ocarina of Time map. Oh, it's vivid in my mind.
Your obsessiveness was at an all-time high in that period of your life.
Yes, it was.
I recall.
Yes. Yeah.
But, yes, that's a worthy mm-hmm. choice.
I telling that story reminded me of, actually, my best nerdy Christmas memory.
Yeah?
Because that's not even it. It was getting my... I had gotten my Game Boy for my birthday back when... I think it was grade 4, Weskimo. Mm. And, it came with Tetris, and that was the only game I had. And then Christmas came, and I got Tetris 2, which kind of sucked. I got Donkey Kong. Like, people familiar with Game Boy Library would know this game as Donkey Kong 94. It's kind of based on the gameplay of the old arcade game. And it's kind of a puzzly game. You figure out how to get through the levels. It's not like an action game, like regular Mario game. And the big one was Wario Land.
Now, Wario's always been kind of an idol of yours, hasn't he?
Well, ever since then.
Yeah. And then Waluigi showed up and you really lost
him.
He's
amazing.
Yeah.
So, I had never really played a kind of a classically structured game because I had just played Tetris up to this point. So, first of all, I really sucked. And secondly, I had no idea how big games were. So, I was playing the game for days. And I was like, oh my god, I beat all the levels. Thinking that the first world map was the whole game. Because it was so tough, it took me so long to get through it. And then I beat it, and all of a sudden there's a whole world of a whole other set of levels. It blew my mind.
Opened your eyes.
Yes. I really cut my teeth on platformers and really kind of, other than Tetris, it's very much cut my teeth on video gaming right here. So that's my big geeky Christmas memory.
There you go.
Now, I want to point out everybody has to talk as much as I have.
Oh, God.
And I'm not even done yet.
Oh, geez.
Because I just reminded myself of a few more.
Oh, God.
Here's some less positive Christmas memories.
Oh, I've got a couple of less positive ones for you.
I remember when Weskimo got me Lord of the Rings Risk. And then we only played it like twice.
Yeah.
And then, a couple of years later, he got me Scrabble. And he promised me we would play, and then we never did.
We haven't. We clearly need to play some Scrabble.
And then he got me Star Trek Trivial Pursuit, and we never played that either.
I never promised to play that with you.
No. I think we should.
I have no interest in playing
Well,
that.
You would lose, but
Horrible.
We could get other people to play.
Other people could play with you.
Okay, I'm done now.
All right. So I'll see what you got for us.
I don't have any darky memories.
You must have some salsa.
Are you kidding?
We're going to pry.
Yeah, there's no, like, you know, staying home on Christmas Day to play tons of WoW. There's no massive...
Oh, yeah. Okay, I do have one.
Okay, there we go.
It's probably
that was,
junior
that
high.
That was just off the top of my head.
Yeah.
Only some people will appreciate this.
Okay.
It was, like, the very Christmas that Ragnarok Online got their second classes. And, like, my family was all downstairs.
Yeah.
And I was so close to changing my job to the second job class for the first time probably ever. Except for maybe beta, which didn't count.
Yep.
And I did it.
Ignored your family. Were they having Christmas dinner
I
without
don't know.
You?
They didn't even bother to let you know what was going on.
Was it morning, night?
Night.
Like all night?
Maybe I had to have supper and then after I escaped. I don't
That's
remember.
A good story.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, Sulcy...
It was a priest, acolyte to priest.
If you have any memories of getting maybe like a Game Boy or a video game system.
My sister got the Game Boy.
Well, I thought you each had one.
No, the other one was my dad's. It wasn't.
What?
Wow. See, and this is, again, a little tangent here.
Yeah.
But this is the way that video games have evolved to become part of our, you know, mainstream culture here, because when we were younger,
mm-hmm.
they were just for little nerds.
Yes, like ourselves.
Yeah, we got picked on for playing video games, and now we get kids who used to pick on us for playing video games asking us where they can buy magic cards. It's like...
Wait, that happens?
I think
that happened to you.
It did?
Yeah.
Who?
I don't know, I probably shouldn't mention names,
no.
but... anyway, but... That guy kept asking you to play Magic with him on the bus.
Oh, that guy, yeah.
That guy, yeah.
I that blew my mind.
Yeah.
I was like,
see,
well, why are you talking to me?
And that's the thing.
You're a jock.
Exactly. That's the thing. Is the jocks used to pick on us, and now they're all playing video games.
Yeah.
And then it's just bullshit.
What about any other game systems? Have you gotten, like, did you get your Wii for Christmas?
I don't know.
Or did you...
You don't know if you got your Wii for Christmas?
Not my Wii.
GameCube...
Salsa, you're making this incredibly difficult.
Do you have any GameCube Christmas memories?
It's not my GameCube.
Oh.
In fact, I don't think I've owned one console. Or, okay, I had a DS, but that wasn't for Christmas.
Hey, I have a Christmas memory of yours that you could tell us about.
What?
You got your mom a DS for Christmas.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
No, she plays Bejeweled forever. The Bejeweled grid... are permanently etched into your DS screen. I'm not even kidding.
That's true.
That's fantastic.
See, that's a nice Christmas memory, Salsa.
Yeah, that's pretty
awesome.
You
know what I want? A Christmas Peggle with unicorns. That's all.
A Christmas Peggle?
With unicorns.
Isn't that regular Peggle?
I don't know. Was there just the one Peggle with unicorns?
I think so.
Do they all have unicorns?
Every version, to my knowledge, has the hideous art style. Okay. I actually just listened to a podcast.
You know what I need?
Go ahead.
An iPhone.
Yeah, that's a little.
Then I'll do
lots
of Christmas gaming. Actually, you know what? Yahtzee did a video only about iPhone gaming.
I should watch that. You got me totally off topic. I don't remember what I was going
to
say.
Thank God. Let's switch to Weskimo.
All right.
Come on.
Weskimo. Yeah. Whatever. Anyway.
I think it covers bone.
Oh, noes. The internet's knows who I am. Anyway. Christmas memories. You know, one of my happiest. It was Christmas Day. It was Christmas Day. And I just recently got Super Mario RPG.
Mm.
And I hadn't played through it yet. But I started on Christmas morning, and, you know, my parents weren't up yet, because I was very excited about Christmas. I'd always get up at, like, 6.
Yeah, that's
the
way. The
parents wouldn't let me get up, or wouldn't get up to let me open presents till like, 8.
Yeah. You know what sucks is when they make you eat breakfast first.
Yeah, they never did that
for me. Who does
that?
My jerk parents.
They wouldn't until they at least had coffee or hot chocolate or something. And yeah. They'd make that, and then they'd be like, okay. They'd sit down and let us open our presents. But anyway, off topic again. But, I got all my presents and everything like that, but I didn't get any video games, and I just kind of wanted to spend the day playing video games, so mm-hmm. I sat there and I played Super Mario RPG. I think I played about, I started a new game even that morning, and I think I played about 3/4 of the way through the game in the single day, and that was when I was in my
That's like a full day.
I know.
Well, let me understand the timeline. You already got it for Christmas before
I got it before Christmas.
Oh, okay.
But recently.
Oh, okay.
So I hadn't had it for long.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I remember playing it virtually all day, and it was fantastic. It was a good Christmas.
It's a nice memory.
Yeah, and then I've got a bad one, or a frustrating one.
I know what this one is.
Yeah, yeah. So, my mom and my dad as well, they ask for a list of what you want for Christmas so that they can get me something that I want, so that they don't just go buy something that I have no interest in. So I put, you know, if you're feeling generous, I actually wrote, if you're feeling generous, a PS2. And if you get me a PS2, get me one of these games.
Yeah.
And the first gift I opened that Christmas morning was Final Fantasy X, which, frankly, was a little disappointing, but, you know, a decent mm-hmm. play. But, so, of course, I see this PlayStation 2 game, and I'm like, holy crap,
yeah.
I have a PlayStation 2 in this pile somewhere.
Yeah.
So, my brother and I continue opening our gifts. And, you know, and this Christmas was really, it really hurt, because he ended up with, like, a full stereo. I got a clock radio. Not a word of a lie. I got a clock radio. Anyway. And I'm going through these gifts, and every single one I'm expecting to be a PlayStation 2. And then we finished. And then we fit. I was, how old was I? Like
20 was.
No, I was like 17.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Anyway, but yeah, and we're, I'm expecting a PlayStation 2. And, you know, we finished, and the pile was gone, and she's just like, oh, yeah, good Christmas. Like, thanks for the gifts, guys. And she's just like, yeah, you enjoy your, you know, what do you think? What do you think? You got to go home and play the game that you wanted? And I'm just like, so I kind of looked at my mom and, like, you know, I can't play this, right? And I showed her, aww, like, back to the list, and she was really kind of like, oh, my God, I'm a terrible mother. And
yes.
So she gave me the receipt to go return it and get something I could play. So this is going to be, a punch in the face at EB Games, because I took their receipt with their store number and address on it, purchased a week before, and I went back on Boxing Day to try and return it and just exchange it for another game of equal or lesser value. That's all I wanted.
Yes.
I wanted a GameCube game I could play. And the dick manager in there
mm-hmm.
said that he refused. He wouldn't take it back. He had to treat it as a used game.
Whoa.
It was still in its factory seal packaging, no problem. It had.
Why didn't you go to a different EB?
Because I just assumed they were all dicks.
That cannot be their policy. That
I don't know.
Utter bullshit.
Oh, he said that he had to treat it as a used game.
Although maybe it was just a unboxing day thing. Because at our store we don't do returns on Boxing Day.
Oh.
See, that's probably a good way to keep volume down.
Mm-hmm. Or well, try, I think it's just to promote sales and returns go to the next day.
I guess that makes sense. But yeah, he said that he could give me like $30 for it.
Yeah.
I'm like, you are out of your effing
mind. $50
game. Yeah. Well, at the time, they were like 60 or 65 or something
wow,
for okay. PS2. That was right when PS2s were pretty new.
Yeah.
So I pretty much said, no, screw that. I kept it on a shelf in my room for about 2.5 years until I finally bought one of the slim PS2s
right. For
like $100.
Waited a couple years.
Yeah, I kept that game on file and ready to play when I bought a PS2, and I did, and I beat it.
Well, yeah.
That's the end of my story.
Didn't last year you had a couple games that you didn't have console for?
No, that's just the one time I've gotten that.
No.
That's my favorite Christmas story.
It was really disheartening. Like,
yeah.
Like, and you think, you're just like, you got the first part of a gift, and then you're going through the rest of yours thinking it's there.
Yeah.
It's there. And then it's just, nope, it's not.
Clock radio.
Clock radio. Here, have a clock radio instead of a PS2. Thanks, Mom.
What a great Christmas story. Well, with that, I think we can head into our... really warms my heart.
I'm sure it does. My suffering usually does.
Let's head into the kind of the buyer's guide. The Shuffling Dead recommends buyer's guide for Christmas 2010.
Fair enough.
What if you're an idiot and you don't know what to buy your nerd children or your nerd friends? I mean, what are the big games coming out? Other geek paraphernalia? What's cool? What do you guys want?
Well, my prediction is there's going to be a whole lot of people buying Kinect for their friends and family.
Yes.
I don't hold with Kinect.
No.
I'm not a fan so far. I haven't been turned yet.
You don't have one.
I don't have one, and I also have not been sold on the idea.
Right.
Just in general.
What?
What was that look for, Saucy?
So it's like better than the PSP Move?
The PSP Move?
Ranking.
Yeah, the
well,
one.
Yeah, I don't care about that either.
No.
No.
But admit it's better than that.
Probably.
You're saying Shuffling Dead does not recommend, or recommends against.
This portion of Shuffling Dead, this guy.
I agree with you.
Okay.
I disagree.
Okay, 2 out of 3 Shuffling Dead cast hosts say don't buy Kinect, because
get the Kinect and play the dance game.
Yeah, they have a dance game.
I know, but I could dance on my own. I don't need a game to tell me that I'm bad at it.
I got DDR on my GameCube, I'm good.
That's stupid.
Anyway...
Yeah, so what do you recommend?
Honestly, I haven't been paying a lot of attention to recent releases. I noticed that Assassin's Creed came out with another one.
Yeah.
Those games have always treated me well.
Mm-hmm.
Predicting a lot of people liking the Black
Cod
Ops.
Cod-lops, there.
Yeah, Cod-lops. I do plan on getting that at some point. I'll probably just put it on my Christmas list to make it easy for my parents to get me a game that I'll play for a while and enjoy.
Yeah.
I'll probably, like, I've liked the single player.
Make sure they don't get you the DS version or something.
Yeah, I'll make sure. Make sure to write down Xbox 360. What about you? What are you looking forward to?
Well, here's a non-game thing. I want the complete Scott Pilgrim book set.
Oh, yeah. I can see that.
As well as the
DVD, I can see that being
actually.
Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I recently watched that movie. It was pretty awesome.
I'm a huge fan of the movie. And D-Muser can go fuck himself.
D-Muser doesn't know a good movie if it fucked him in
the
ass.
The man went on a tirade on Facebook against this movie.
Yeah, just because I posted that it was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, I mean, we have a lot... Like, and he's saying that it's a bad movie, and, you know... But, you know, we've spent... Or, yeah, what was his comment? You can't rationalize it a bad movie into being a good movie? Bullshit. We've done that so many times.
But there's nothing bad about it.
I know, it's fantastic. Oh. But, you know, he spends most of his time rationalizing that bad movies are good movies.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's 100% true.
Yeah, so I don't know what the hell he's talking
about. The man likes garbage.
Oh, the guy's tastes are just nil.
The guy who likes Mean Girls.
It's an okay movie.
Not really.
You can't tell me it's okay.
No. Don't lie.
When have we even talked about this before? No, it's okay.
All right. Back to Christmas wish lists.
So the Wii, if we go console to console, I think Wii's having a good Christmas.
Yeah, Donkey Kong's recent release.
GoldenEye.
Yeah.
You got Kirby, and if you're into it, Epic Mickey. So some good games to pick from there.
How was Epic Mickey anyway?
Well, here's the thing.
I guess we could watch the review if you
want. Yeah, see youtube.com/Marnax for the full review. I gave it pretty high marks. My problem was, it plays a lot like those kind of old-fashioned 3D platform exploration platforming games. Like
Mario Galaxy?
Not more like Mario 64, or like Banjo-Kazooie or something. I didn't really like those kinds of games.
No.
But a lot of people do, and it's getting good reviews, and a lot of effort went into it. It's clearly well-made.
Disney does seem to do something decent when they want to make a game.
Yeah, I'm not going to say that about, like, Mickey's Raceway for N64 or some random...
I don't even think the people at Disney talk about that game.
No. I don't know why. That's pretty much what I got
to
say.
Yeah, Saucy, what are you looking forward to?
Isn't there supposed to be, like, a Rock Band 3 or something?
Yeah, that's a big one.
And Cataclysm just came out for all you WoW players.
Yeah.
Which of those do you want, Saucy?
None.
Really?
You were looking sad today, Saucy.
I'm too busy, and there's nothing interesting in the gaming world for me lately. So
Cataclysm
sad.
Doesn't do it for you, huh?
No.
Rock Band 3.
I guess 14. The Final Fantasy 14 just has me disenchanted with MMOs.
Oh, yes.
I'd imagine. It does seem to be a pretty much a constant pile of disappointment.
Yeah. Not that I had faith in Square Enix.
Oh.
At least I can always play Lord of the Rings free. Just kidding, guys. I didn't.
You could, though.
I could.
Are there any DS games coming out?
I don't know. Are there?
I don't think so.
Oh, I'm excited for March of next year.
3DS.
Someone give me a box.
Here's what you want to do for Christmas, kids. Ask your parents for money and don't spend it, and then buy a 3DS in March.
Yeah.
Good advice, noobs.
Or
you could get a game early and actually ask for a game for Christmas.
Or an actual
game. An actual game.
Current generation.
A current generation game.
Yeah.
And then just harass them to buying you a 3DS later.
Tears work, folks.
I guess if I was responsible, I'd want the new Professor Layton, which I still haven't even touched.
Yeah. There you go.
But that's not really...
Yeah, I don't even know what else is new out there.
No. What about just kind of general geek gifts? Like, do you guys have any weird paraphernalia you think people should look at? Like, are you wishing you had more action figures or anything?
I've never been much for the video game action figures.
Let's get a Apocalyptic Girl to give us the lowdown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, you know, what you could do is just buy your friend a big box of Magic cards.
Magic cards are always a good gift.
Scars sucks.
It's also not a fan of the new Mirrodin block.
It's kind of a pile of shit.
I kind of like it, but you know, you gotta like artifacts to like.
Yeah, I've never been a big fan of the artifact block.
Does that therefore conclude? Oh, here's what I want to ask you. Let's run through all the systems that are out now, and if your friend doesn't have one right now, should you buy it for that person?
Oh, it's gonna be 2 against 1.
Huh? Pretty much.
DS?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although, it's kind of late in the
game. I'm going to say no, because you got to wait for 3 years.
I guess, okay.
PSP.
See, I've never owned a handheld.
PSP 4.
So,
you
know,
you got to wait for the PSP, don't get it.
Yeah.
Xbox 360.
Sure. You know what? Honestly, there's a ton of play value in an Xbox. I'd say it's a good gift.
And the Slim is out now.
The Slim's out now.
Might not melt on your face.
Or that you could buy the old ones that would melt your face for cheap.
And you could get Kinect if you want.
Yeah, that's definitely
true. And Kinect is a decent... Yeah, you know what? There's so much value out of a 360, despite any of its problems and despite supporting Microsoft and the gaming industry. It's still... It's so much entertainment.
Wii?
No, it's too late, maybe.
No.
Too late?
Too late, and... I've never been a huge Wii fan anyway. You know that.
But, you know, as I said, though, lots of...
Again,
games
a lot of a lot of entertainment value. That is true.
Different strokes for different folks.
Yeah, you know what? If you know somebody who's a big fan of the games that are being released, like the Donkey Kong games, the GoldenEye, or even just a fan of, you know, motion sensitive games that wants to, you know, whip the Wii nunchuck around a lot.
You need a Kinect instead.
Yeah, if you don't have the money to buy a 360 and Kinect, buy a Wii.
PlayStation 3.
I honestly haven't been keeping up on what they've been doing with that. What's the price range on that right now?
I think it's still higher, but it's maybe in the $300 range.
But they're starting to release some good games from what I hear.
Yeah, on the regular PS3.
Yeah, but...
Well, don't get the PS Move, though.
Oh,
there's nothing on it.
Dear Lord, no.
No.
This thing glow in the dark?
Yes, they do.
You get some Raven going.
Yes.
Adam Raven.
You could also just buy glow sticks, though.
Yeah, that's cool.
PC.
Yeah. Never.
You can always do with a new PC.
I'm not going to say no to a $1,200 present.
Yeah, no kidding. Someone gets me a $600 computer, I'd be okay with it.
Yeah.
Someone get me a $600 graphic card, I'd be like, "Oh, okay."
Wow. How about an iPad?
No. Too big.
No.
It's bullshit, folks. Don't buy into the hype.
Yeah, not a chance.
iPhone, though.
iPhone.
Hell yeah. You know what Yahtzee's argument was?
What?
A lot of innovative, not big company gaming on the iPhone.
iPhone, yes.
I can't get past...
Support the little
guys. I can't get past, you know, all these new phones that are so high-tech and stuff like that. Like, look at my old beat-up phone here.
Ew, keep it in your pants.
Not undoing my pants.
Westmo is pulling a back-in-my-day moment here.
Yeah. Yeah, back in my day where, you know, a flip phone was high-tech kind of thing,
right?
It's got
a color screen.
It's got a color screen, a camera.
You're just
jealous. And you can make phone calls and do text messaging. And I'm not jealous. I don't want to spend money on something I'm barely going to use.
$400.
Yeah. But there's a really good gaming thing on it.
I've got so many games to play. I don't need to worry about an iPhone's gaming. What?
At work.
Huh?
Waiting at the doctor's. Doctors.
Then I'd buy a DS.
Yeah, 3DS.
Yeah.
3DS maybe.
Yeah. I don't understand the point of the iPhone gaming.
Like, I agree with Wes.
I love it. Good argument.
All right, we've got someone from the background, from the audience here, weighing in on the side of the iPhone.
Just kidding. It's not my mom.
Any other tech or gadgets or other bullshit we can hate on?
How about some nerdy TV shows?
Yeah.
Like, now Big Bang Theory is, like, the number one comedy.
Yeah, it's pretty huge.
Box sets.
Yeah. Also, I've been a big fan of Chuck recently. I just got into that, and I've watched my way up to the fourth season here, so I guarantee you the DVD sets are out for the first three. And they're, or maybe just the first two, who knows. But, yeah, it's a good watch. It's a good watch. You guys should, pick up Chuck. That one's always been entertaining.
I'm like 3 years behind on TV. So I'm going to say Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah. Actually, you know what's good and new is The Walking Dead. There won't be DVD sets, but watch it on
HBO.
Whatever the hell it's on.
AMC.
Yeah, it's on like Sundays or something dumb.
Yeah.
But The Walking Dead is a nice zombie apocalypse show, so keep the DVD in mind for next year for Christmas.
Here's a reminder for our Canadian listeners. Once again this year on Space Channel, they're going to have their Xmas marathons.
Are they?
So, I mean, check that out. They're going to marathon the Star Trek movies sometime around Christmas, the Star Wars movies.
Ew.
Oh.
I mean, that's a good way.
Wow, just a lot of derision in the studio today about Star Wars and
attitudes. There's another Christmas memory of mine. Just a couple years ago, marathoning the Star Trek movies Christmas Day.
All six.
That's fun. Ten.
Oh, ten, right. Oh, Star Trek, sorry.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't think I actually watched them all, but, you know, throughout the day you tune in when you're tired because you had to get up early to open presents.
You had to, right?
Yeah. It woke me up.
Just your itching fingers?
I mean, my fellow gift openers.
Oh, right.
Well, I think that pretty much wraps us up. We really talked our asses off today.
Yeah.
So, I guess that concludes episode 41 of Shuffling Deadcast. I hope you've enjoyed the new format. If you want to tell us about your Christmas memory, or since the next show won't be out until January, maybe save it, tell us what you got for Christmas this year. You can get in contact with us. How would they do that? Tulsi.
hosts@shuffling.com.
That's hosts, for anybody who didn't catch that.
Spelling. Seriously, think about it, folks.
We can pretty much guarantee that if you send us an email, we'll talk about it, because
we might even be nice to you.
Yeah. Well, chances are good if you're nice to us, we'll be nice back. We're pretty nice people.
Hey, so, can I say subscribe to us on iTunes?
Yeah.
Because it's free.
Yes.
Do you ever wonder why you, like, subscribe to our channel on YouTube? It doesn't cost anything. Like, why do they say that?
I didn't notice anyone ever said that.
So many things I see is like, subscribe, it's free.
Psychological.
Yeah, if it's free, then people think that there's no effort involved, even though you have to subscribe.
You should add that to your show notes.
Good point, Salsi. Subscribe to us for free on iTunes. Send us your feedback.
That sounded good, I like that.
Check out check out the main site, shufflingdead.com. We're going to do some kind of show notes, although it won't be the same as it used to be. Check us out on Twitter at twitter.com/shufflingdead. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/shufflingdead.
And just go to the main website.
Go to the main site.
I think you should stop saying Twitter.
I don't even use it.
It's terrible.
People use it.
I know.
We're putting ourselves out there.
Well, you can put it. Just don't tell the podcast people, because you could just go to the main site.
Yes, that's a good point, Salsi.
Yeah, honestly, if I was listening to a podcast that said it was on Twitter, I'd probably just stop listening.
Well, no. If they said it was on Twitter and I went and it had all the same content of the main site, I would rage.
Which is like, exactly what we've got.
Why did I just type this in?
Yes, okay.
All right, let's not
advertise
Twitter anymore.
Fair enough, folks. Thanks for listening.